bucks.
Whoa!
How does it work?
It's on a first-come, first-served basis, and there's no need to sign up. Just show up with your books and your questions.
Whoa!
When does it happen?
Monday to Thursday from 3 to 7 at the Sub Pacific Spirit Cafeteria, located beside the Starbucks.
Whoa!
A+, here I come.
Hello, and you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben, and on a big show tonight, well, let's just talk about that. At 10 o'clock, Joyce Collingwood is going to be playing live in studio. They're loading up the gear right now into our fancy lounge, and you can hear them in an hour's time, so stick around for that. But now I'm joined in studio by Brittany from Coban. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. Thank
you're
you.
Good. Yeah, thanks for coming.
No problem. Anytime.
And Sam, your other bandmate, is coming.
He's on his way.
He's on his way. Where is he coming in from?
He was downtown.
Yeah.
He was working, and then he was with some friends.
Yeah.
Birthday thing.
Oh, yeah. So he's coming. That's good.
Yes.
But we are going to, I guess we'll chat with him. You showed up on time. That's great.
Yeah.
And so you just came back on a tour of sorts.
Yeah, we were going down the West Coast
to
sort of to promote our album that's coming out next week.
Yeah.
And we went all the way to Orange County and back.
Is it the first time you, first tour?
Yeah. We went to Portland once for just one show,
right?
Just to test the waters, and we played in Bellingham one time, but nothing, no real tours. So this was the first time, and it was really awesome.
It was awesome, eh?
It was so good.
So how long did it end up being? How many shows? How many dates?
We were gone for 9 days, and we played 6 shows.
Oh, yeah. That's nice.
Yeah, I think it was 6.
So what are the 6 places you played in?
Okay, we played in Portland, San Jose, Bakersfield, Orange County, L.A., and Olympia.
Oh, very nice. Who planned it?
We did.
You just randomly call people up, or how does that work?
We had a lot of help from Jesse Taylor and Jeremy from Shearing Pinks, and Andrew from Anna, and Mel from Phone Calls.
Phone Calls, yeah.
Yeah, they all were like gave us all the numbers and
basically
like helped us with the entire tour. So.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And Peter.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, awesome.
So
what was what are some of the highlights?
San Jose and Bakersfield
were
definitely my favorite, just because they were house shows and the people were really amazing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, the
so what kind of house, like San Jose, you think is like Silicon Valley-ish?
San Jose was surprising. I didn't know what to expect, but when we got there, it was this beautiful giant heritage house with a huge basement where they had 5 bands lined up, one of which I'm going to play, Weird TV.
Okay.
I'm going to play them later. They're really awesome. And I don't know, it was really warm.
Yeah.
We left Vancouver on a Thursday at 10 a.m. We drove to Portland. We played a show.
Hey, babe.
And then...
Hey.
And then we drove from Portland to San Jose that night. And so we got there the next day at 4 on a Friday.
Oh, very nice.
So we went straight.
Well, Sam's here.
Hi, Sam.
Hey.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
So that was awesome. And Bakersfield, is it how big a place? Is it like a suburb or somewhere? What is it?
Bakersfield is, it's a suburb. It's pretty small, and there's not much there, but... They have a really big desire for bands to get through there, and so...
It's miniature Vancouver, basically.
All the kids were really supportive, and it was an awesome show. It was really fun. We played at a place called the Brother and Sister House.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Like, so it's somebody's house, though?
Yeah, someone's
house. So it's like a brother and sister, then? No, it's
they're
nothing...
They're actually not brother and sister.
They just call
but
it.
They're just, like, really good old buds.
Miniature Vancouver.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. I guess it's kind of a lot of Vancouver bands.
They had the Mutators album.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty nice. Okay, we're gonna play some music until, and then we'll play something from yours. I'm just gonna pop in something that I play because there's a bunch of shows happening tonight, which I should promote. If you are not stuck at home maybe you should go out. There's a big show for the CITR and Mint compilation album.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's at the Inter Suburban Gallery, which is right next to Scratch Records. Tons of bands playing, good stuff. The album, it looks fantastic. You can probably get a copy there if you want. So that's happening at the right next to Scratch Records, right on Hastings, and I don't know what the cross street is. It's it's like Abbott or something
like that.
So go down there if you are want to check something out. And there's also a Hot Panda show tonight at the Biltmore. I'm just going to play a bit of Hot Panda. I'm going to play later on some of that, some of the bands from the compilation album. So,
did you mention the Music Waste?
There's a Music Waste show tonight,
at
Honey, which Joyce Collingwood is playing. So I figured we're going to talk about that when they played.
Right, okay.
Yeah, there's like tons. There's more. There's actually more. There's actually more, but I can't remember now. But we still got, you know, 40 minutes to talk about it. We'll bring it back. This is Hot Panda on CITR, Shoot Your Horse.
Shoot your flare into the air and wave your arm
Some of the headphones might not work so great, but, you know, that's how it is. CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I'm in studio right now with Coban, who just, well, Sam and Brittany and Matt. So not in the band, but just...
He's here.
Just here.
I'm here.
Observer, a fan.
He's got to spin some fucking records.
Yeah. An old bud.
Yeah, an old bud. So we just played some weird TV.
Mm-hmm.
So you play with them, which city again?
San Jose.
San Jose. Are they from San Jose?
No, I think they're from Olympia. Wait, or San Francisco?
The record was pressed in Olympia.
Yeah.
They might have been from San Francisco.
San Francisco. I don't remember.
Who knows?
Yeah.
But they sing in Spanish.
Oh.
Which is really awesome.
Oh. Was that in Spanish?
Yeah, it was Spanish.
I wasn't even bit. Oh, I'm so bad. I thought I just didn't understand what they were saying.
You wouldn't believe the Spanish influence in America.
But like, do they talk in, well, I mean, they must know Spanish well, but are they, like, is a main language Spanish? Do they talk
No,
to them?
Of course not.
I don't know them well enough.
Yeah.
I just played one show with
them,
so.
But they're good.
They're great, yeah.
It's like all American bands. It's like, Spanish is the second language.
Yeah. Every single one of them.
Well, not every single one of them, but
a lot of them. Yeah. Okay. Any other bands that you play with that ring a bell?
There's one called Narwhal Party.
Yeah.
That we played with in L.A.
Yeah.
At the Pear Space.
And
they were really great. Actually, I have a song for.
Okay.
To play later on
okay.
MySpace.
Okay. We'll hunt those down.
They were really great, and then also we played with a band called Sour Patch in San Jose. They were the ones that put on the show. They run the Brother Sister House. Or no, House of the Dead Rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, I've got some of their stuff too to play later.
Yeah. So. Okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
And so now you're back. When did you guys get back? Like last week?
Sunday.
And there's a show coming up to
next week.
Next week.
With the Lion's Den, March 4th.
March 4th. What day of the week is it?
Saturday.
Friday. And this is to promote the EP.
That's right.
7-inch
mm-hmm.
that you guys are putting out on Peter's label.
Broadway to Bound.
Yeah. Sorry, it's like, what was the name again? 12 in Manitoba, that's where he lives.
Don't tell the world.
Yeah. Why was... Okay, anyways. So that was recorded. Was it recorded by Jesse or how?
We recorded it ourselves.
Oh, you recorded
in
several different
locations.
Yeah,
once in Gastown in our studio there, and then once in my bedroom when I lived on Commercial, and then at our friend Akane's house.
Yeah,
in White Rock.
Yeah, how did it work in your bedroom? Is it?
It was cramped.
It was cramped. The entire floor was covered in like 3 inches of wires. And I was standing on the bed playing bass.
Yeah.
And we couldn't get out of the door.
And was it like it must be loud though.
It's pretty loud.
Did it matter to I guess it doesn't matter. To the neighbors or
the people downstairs didn't like it.
Yeah, the people downstairs we got.
So what did you hear like in the record, just people banging on the floor?
No.
Like how many?
So you didn't hear banging on the floor until 11 o'clock.
Yeah. And how long? Like how many takes did that one took? How many takes did that one took?
The album altogether,
yeah,
I would assume did take many takes.
Yeah, okay.
Solid Gold was a bit of a hassle, just because
the retakes of Solid Gold was a hassle.
Yeah, the retakes because the bass.
The actual
part...
album itself, the takes on it were not a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we took retakes that never got pressed.
Basically, we had one version of the album done, and then we weren't happy with it, so we re-recorded it. But due to complications, that second version, which we like better, didn't actually get mastered.
Mm-hmm.
So we just stuck with the first version, which we still like, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
So well, we're going to play the B-side.
The B-side of the record.
Mm-hmm.
So there's, what, 3 songs in it?
Two songs in it.
And what 2 songs are we going to play?
The first one, Bestie is second. What's the first one? Turn it on.
Sure.
Turn it on is the first one, and then Bestie is the second.
Okay, awesome. So we'll pop that on. That's on turntable 2. Just talking to myself here. And
let's play some Swans.
Yeah, let's do that. And yeah, we'll be back and chat more with Coban. Just a reminder, in about half an hour's time, Joyce Collingwood live in studio.
Dropout Video Arts is calling for submissions for its March 18th Drop-In Dropout Video Arts Exposition at the W2 Storium, presented in association with Berlin's Bring Your Own Beamer. This will be a large-scale event in the tradition of successful exhibitions in New York, Los Angeles, Portland, Athens, and Austin. The only requirement for artists is that they bring their own projector. Interested artists can find submission instructions at dropoutvideo.com. The deadline for submissions is February 28th.
Alright, that was the Narwhal Party. Oops.
Narwhal Party.
Yeah.
Was
it? Yeah. It was Narwhal Party?
Yeah, Jesus Gustling Gasoline. Listerine is the name of that song, and they are from Los Angeles, California, and you play with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they sound...
They're fucking awesome.
Yeah, they sound fun. They sound fun. I'm here with a co-band on CITR. They are... They just came back from a sort of southern tour going down south, and they are having a EP 7-inch release party next Saturday.
At the Lion's Den.
At the Lion's Den.
It's on the 4th.
It's on the 4th. It's 4th. Is it Saturday? Yeah,
I'm not sure if it's
there's
Friday.
There's a ton of shit going on the 4th, but the Lion's Den clearly. Yeah.
No one, I know it. It's the 4th. We'll find out the next time.
Yeah.
I was going to whip out my phone. And look.
It's,
no one
knows. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Sorry.
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday. Sorry, it's Friday. Lion's Den.
We even canceled our show.
Lion's Den.
Yeah,
it's like,
okay. We canceled our show so that they could have that. The Zoo Shop canceled their show.
Oh, sweet. So who are you playing with in that show?
MT40, Womankind, and Roll Mock.
Oh, very nice.
Four bands.
Yeah, do you know, is it like it's not an early show, it's just like a regular time show.
No,
it's just regular, because it's at Lion's Den, so we can play a little bit later.
Sweet. And Lion's Den, which I've forgotten where it was, but now I remember, it's like a place in Chinatown where you walk up, you have the, like it's a red, kind of reddish color, and you walk up the stairs.
Yeah, it's on top of a Chinese food restaurant, I believe.
Yeah, or like a furniture, it's like a Chinese furniture place.
I can't remember.
Yeah, we'll look it up on the internet, it'll be fine.
It's an art space, but
it's an art space,
sometimes do shows, so it's going to be really good.
Yeah, it'll be
a little elusive.
Mm. Yeah, but you'll find it. It's for the hardcore people to find it and figure out where it is. So, like, what is the is there plans to go out east maybe for the band later?
Eventually,
yeah.
Playing with Silkflower.
Okay, who's Silkflower?
On the 6th, the Sunday of.
They're a band from New York.
They're a New York band, and I guess.
Like in Vancouver.
We're playing with them in Vancouver.
No, definitely not in Vancouver.
Yeah.
No, we're playing with them in Vancouver, but they're from New York, and maybe eventually one day we'll go out east.
Right.
Just I plan to go. Yeah,
yeah. No, that's awesome. And yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. And yeah. Okay. Okay. Do you want to play more songs?
Yeah.
Until
actually,
I figure out what else to talk about.
We played in a place called Proof in Orange County, and there's a DJ there named George, and he gave me his mix CD, and I don't know the names of any of the songs, but this song was really awesome, so I wanted to play it.
So, like, how did you find out what it is? Like, you just asked him, and, oh, they gave you a mix CD.
No, he just gave us a mix.
But it doesn't have any.
But it doesn't have any song titles.
Yeah. But what are the rest of the song any good?
Yeah, there's quite a few good songs on
but,
there.
But this one is special.
But this one was really good, so I'm...
Have you tried putting it through, like, somebody's phone where they can figure out something? And it doesn't
Shazam?
Work? Yeah, didn't work?
A few of them came up.
Yeah, but not this one.
But not this one.
Not this one.
Yeah, if people know what it is, maybe give us a call.
Yeah, or email.
Yeah.
MySpace.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Here we go.
Liquor, dude. Got that.
Right, I messed up the first part of that song. That was Watermelon from the CITR Pop Alliance 2 record, CD release, party, fundraiser, blah, 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 everything happening tonight at Scratch Records. It's a gallery right next to Scratch Records downtown in Hastings, and I'm going to say Abbott or Caro or something. It's in that vicinity. You'll see a bunch of crowds, and people just follow the crowd. But then again, you might end up being
sure
at Honey.
It's in that area.
Yeah. Tons of things. The song from Watermelon, How I Came, and Sam, you said you recorded it for them.
Technically, yes.
Technically? So what do you mean, technically?
I recorded that song.
Yeah. So where about did it happen? Was it like at a show?
It happened. In a recording space,
right?
Renegade Productions,
right.
In Gastown.
Okay. Oh, cool. It sounded good, except I messed up the first minute of it. It's playing 7-inch, 45, and then I just put it on. It happens to me all the time. If you listen to the show regularly, you would know. Joyce Collingwood on the show, live in studio at around 10 o'clock. So stick around for that. I am still joined by Command. And we are playing some music from, we play a whole bunch of music from the brand new EP. And also played some songs from bands that they played with.
Yeah, Sour Patch was in
Sour
that
Patch.
Last
Yes,
last
that's
batch.
Right, that's right, with Watermelon.
Yeah.
It goes well together. Sour Patch. So what about them?
They run the House of the Dead Rat in San Jose.
Yeah.
Which is fucking awesome.
And they helped us with our first show in California.
Yeah,
very and nice. It was a really great introduction to the scene there.
Right, awesome.
And now they're touring in the UK.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. So are you still in touch with these bands a little bit here and there? Like
via Facebook.
Via
yes.
Facebook.
Yeah.
So I think the next time if they come to Vancouver, I guess you'll be totally helping them.
We're
creating a zine of bands that we played with and contacts that we made throughout California.
Nice.
And the Northwest.
Yeah. So what kind of stuff is going to be in the zine? Like, is it interviews, drawings, or just random?
Everything that we encountered.
Yeah.
Including things that would be relevant to bands touring nowadays.
It's kind of like for novices, because we were total novices, so it's kind of like a guide. It's going to be a kind of like a guide.
Hitchhiker's Guide.
Hitchhiker's Guide to touring the West Coast.
Awesome. Awesome. So we're going to play... You got it queued up.
The Black Eyes, not the Black Keys.
Right.
The Black Eyes. And this song is called Someone Has His Fingers Broken.
All right.
Off their self-titled album.
Okay, on CITR. That was Black Eyes. What is it? His finger broken?
Someone has, his finger broken.
Same as the song. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio. Hell, it's your show. Joyce Collingwood coming up in about 7-8 minutes time, very shortly. Stick around for that. I am still joined here by Coban plus Matt.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Fuck yeah, Matt.
Hello,
from the,
Matt.
From the shoe shop.
Fuck yeah, Matt.
So actually, we should tell people how to get a hold of like music, like your website and such.
The Zoo Shop?
Well, your band.
It's myspace.com/MantaRayGunBand.
Yeah.
Or it's the Broadway to Boundary.
It's our old name. Or you can go on the Broadway to Boundary website.
That's ideal.
Yeah. If they just do a search for Broadway and Boundary, is that the first result? I wonder.
If you want a non-physical copy,
yeah,
go to Broadway to Boundary,
right.
Yeah,
for sure.
And now they can get the record will be ready to go next Friday.
Yeah.
Definitely.
We're selling it at the show. It's the release, so.
Right. How many copies do you have?
300?
300.
I think.
Nice.
I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 300 press.
Yeah, 300 press, but some of them are not.
We sold 40.
Yeah, we sold some on tour, and we have a few that are not labeled or anything. They're just the records.
Nice. And,
but there is digital copies.
Yeah.
Which I do not suggest buying.
Yeah. Well, you get the nice, physical one. It's very nice.
Exactly.
Do you get the download or something with it? Or Or if you buy the other one?
Yes, you will be provided with it.
Right, or they can just email you for one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Which I wouldn't suggest, buy the fuck.
Well, the thing is, but sometimes people want to listen to it on their iPods on their way to,
Rip it.
But how do you rip it off? It's hard to rip off a 7-inch.
Not really.
You have to get one of those
USB things.
Record players.
Yeah.
Or we'll provide you with copies.
Yeah, just talk to Peter.
Don't be sissy.
Just talk to Peter. And he will do it. So, Coband, and do you have more music you want to play? But we should basically
play some Swans.
Yeah.
I guess I could play. I don't have the album that I wanted to play, but I'll just play my favorite song off of the album that I have. Because they're playing tomorrow night, and it's gonna be a killer show.
Rickshaw, right?
Yeah, the Rickshaw at 8 p.m. I think doors are, and they're playing with a band called.
Anyways.
Okay, so here is Time is Money.
Okay.
Time
is Money. And thank you very much for coming out.
Thanks
tonight.
For having us.
It was nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
We'll see you on Friday.
Yeah, see you on Friday.
We better see you.
Yeah, you will.
God damn it.
Yeah, you will. And Joyce Collingwood is, we'll see what happens. And this is Swan.
If I don't see you.
Yeah, well, Swan.
Hell to pay.
Hell to pay.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. You,